The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th Canto, Chapter Number 20, Texts Number 42 and 43. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on September 9th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we have text 43 on the board and not text 42. So I'll just read 42 and then we'll responsibly do 43. Shadad akangshu jang stapam bhutanam udupo harat deha vimana jang bodho mukundo vrajayushitam. The autumn moon relieved all creatures of the suffering caused by the sun's rays, just as wisdom relieves a person of the misery caused by his identifying with his material body, and as Lord Mukunda relieves Vrindavan's ladies of the distress caused by their separation from him. You can read that translation.
42. Teksto vertimas. Rudenį mėnuo išvadavo gyvasias būtybės nuo kankinamų saulės spindulių, kaip išmintis išvadoja žmogų nuo kančių, kurias jis patiria, tapatindamas su savo materialiu kūnu. Kaip prieš pas Mukunda išvadoja Vrindavanas moteris nuo kankinamo išsiskirimo su juo ilgesiu.
Now text 43. Kam ashobata nibhegham sharat vimala tarakam satva yuktam yata chittam shabda brahma artha darshanam Kang ashobata nirmegham sharadvamadatarakam sattvayuktam yatachittam shabdamamarta darshanam Kang ashobata nirmegham sharadvamadatarakam Sattvayuktam yatachittam Shabdramamarta darshanam Kangashobata nirmegham Sharadvimalatarakam Sattvayuktam yatachittam Shabdramamarta darshanam Kam, the sky. Ashobata, shone brilliantly. Nirmegham, free from clouds. Sharat, in the fall. Vimala, clear. Tarakam and starry. Sattvayuktam, endowed with spiritual goodness. Yata, just as. Chittam, the mind. Shabda Brahma. Of the Vedic scripture, Artha, the purport, Darshanam, which directly experiences, translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Free of clouds and filled with clearly visible stars, the autumn sky shone brilliantly. just like the spiritual consciousness of one who has directly experienced the purport of the Vedic scriptures. Purport. The clear and starry autumn sky can also be compared to the pure heart of the devotee. The spiritual nature is always brilliant, clean, and blissful, and this spiritual nature called Vaikuntha immediately satisfies all the desires of the soul. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. This is very encouraging for us neophytes to find out how those who are Krishna conscious, they are fully satisfied in all respects. Now, as neophyte devotees, sometimes we feel satisfied and sometimes we don't feel satisfied. Because we're still holding on to our material desires. But the deeper we dive into Krishna consciousness, we become more and more satisfied. Actually, this material world has no real satisfaction. Even there was a popular song like that. I can't get no satisfaction. That's the nature of the material world. You can't get no satisfaction. This place doesn't have satisfaction. Why? You can gratify your senses. Why that doesn't satisfy? Because it's not you. You see? It's just a covering. If I say, okay, I'm going to enjoy the feast today. You just stick your sleeve in the prasadam. You don't actually put it in your mouth. You just put the sleeve in it. Your shirt sleeve. If you just put your shirt sleeve in the sweet rice, will you enjoy it? Because the kurta is just the covering, you see. You simply feed the covering, you haven't fed yourself. So your body is also a covering. If you see, serve your body, you haven't done anything to satisfy yourself. Only one thing, the illusion that you have satisfied yourself. If I think, I am my shirt, I am this shirt, I am this shirt, then you might feel good when you see it get soaked with sweet rice. But I'm not the shirt, I'm not this kurta. So how by satisfying this kurta I can become happy? Is it possible? No. So in a similar way, satisfying your material body will never satisfy you. Even if you have tons of material satisfactions, even if you have oceans of material happiness awaiting you, as a demigod in the heavenly planets, or even as Brahmanji, the Lord of this whole universe, still you cannot be satisfied on the platform of material sense gratification. It's only when you realize I'm not this body, I'm an eternal spiritual being, I'm qualitatively one with God. God is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And myself, being qualitatively one with Him, am also eternal, I'm also full of bliss and knowledge. So all you really have to do to be satisfied is just stop trying to be what you're not, the body. Just start being who you are. Know who you are and be who you are. This is what I told one gentleman. Actually, he was a bit of a rascal. And we, Mataji and I were traveling in the Fiji Islands.
Mes keliavom Fidži salose.
And we'd finished our preaching tour.
Baigėsi mūsų turas.
And there was a flight, Fiji, what was it? The Air Pacific had had like a midnight flight from Fiji to Los Angeles.
Ir vidurnaktį buvo skrydis iš salų į Los Angelą.
And it's a big plane, a lot of tourists were on it.
Ir pilnas turistų lėktuvas.
So we were there in the queue waiting, you know, to check in, this big, long, huge queue.
Ir mes ilgoj eilėj laukėme.
So this one man came up to me.
Ir priėjo toks vyras.
Like an atheist, you know.
Toks akivaizdžiai ateistas.
He had a big smirk on his face. He saw, oh, here's a religionist, I'm going to get him. He wanted to defeat me philosophically. He said, what's your philosophy? And I can immediately see where he was coming from. He was an atheist who wanted to defeat a religionist. So I just said, know who you are and be who you are. And he couldn't say a word. Because actually that's all we're really saying here. Know who you are and just be who you are. What is your actual identity? Are you that blood and flesh and mucus and bile and stool and urine and pus? Is that really you?
Ar tai tikrai tu?
That aging carcass?
Tas senstantis automobilis?
No, you're an eternal youth.
Ne, tu visą laik jaunas.
You're qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord.
Tu kokybiškai tapatus Dievui.
You are one of his associates from the spiritual sky.
Tu esi Dievo bendražygis.
What are you doing here? This is idiocy.
Ką tu čia darai? Tai idiotizmas.
To be here trying to enjoy it.
Kaip tu čia bandai mėgautis?
It's like being in a prison.
Kaip kalinys.
And thinking, yes, now I'll enjoy it.
Sako, pagaliau pasitėjęs.
It's just stupid, that's all it really is. As they say in Spanish, stupidissimo. Very, 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 very stupid thing. To try to enjoy this material world. So know who you are. I'm the eternal spiritual being, servant of God, servant of Krishna. That's who I am. So once you know who you are, then what are you going to do? You're going to just keep it on the theoretical platform? Yeah, I am a devotee of Krishna, but I go ahead and eat meat, I'll smoke cigarettes, and you know, all these things. If you actually know the eternal servant of Krishna, then why not act on that platform? Actually, even before acting, there's thinking. Thinking, feeling. Vedic psychology means thinking, feeling, willing, and acting. This is Vedic psychology. So, once you know you're the eternal servant of Krishna, why don't you start thinking like that? Why don't you train your mind to always think, I'm the servant of Krishna, and see everything in that perspective? Why not learn to think that way, you see? Train my brain to always think in a Krishna conscious way. This is the importance of reading Prabhupada's books. Because when you study, scrutinizingly study Prabhupada's books, your mind will start to think shastrically.
Nes, kai dėmesingai studijuoji Prabhupada's knygas, tai protas padeda mąstyti pagal šventraščius.
About everything.
Viską matyti pagal šventraščius.
Instead of thinking in terms of my false ego, I think in terms of the scripture. As long as you think in terms of your false ego, you're really punishing yourself because you're keeping yourself in identification with your material body, which is a losing proposition. Why cheat yourself when you're actually an eternal spiritual being? Do you think it's a very nice thing to cheat yourself? Would you like to cheat yourself? Why abuse yourself? It's called masochism. Those who try to punish themselves. Actually, all the materialists are masochists. Whether they know it or not, they're all masochists. They're all punishing themselves by remaining in bodily consciousness. So don't be a stupid masochist. Come out of this delusion of bodily consciousness. Hear Bhagavatam from the realized souls. Hear the Gita from the realized souls. Scrutinize and study Prabhupada's books. And you will learn to think in terms of Shastra at every minute. And when you do that, you'll start feeling that way too. In the beginning, you feel like a materialist, but you're starting to think like a spiritualist. But as you continue thinking as a spiritualist, gradually you start feeling like a spiritualist. And then you'll start willing to always act as a spiritualist. And then you'll become always acting like a spiritualist. That's called pure bhakti. To always think, feel, will, and act as a spiritualist. Always thinking, feeling, willing, and acting in terms of the genuine spiritual reality which pervades all of existence. So it takes time, because we've been conditioned to think I'm the body for millions of lifetimes. And our parents programmed us in this way. Even in the womb we could hear, it's a boy, the doctor said it's a boy, it's a girl. So we start thinking, oh, I'm a boy, I'm a girl, you see. But actually we have nothing to do with this boy-girl thing. We're in this material world. We're eternal spiritual beings. So it's time to come to the spiritual platform. Time to become liberated. Don't remain sleeping in the lap of the witch Maya. Lord Chaitanya sings like that, you know. Jeev jago, jeev jago, goda chandra bole, kota nijo jao maya, pisa chira kole. How long will you sleep, how long will you sleep there? Wake up, you sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? Would you like to sleep in a witch's lap? Who would like to sleep in a witch's lap? Well, that's what we're doing. We're sleeping in the lap of the witch Maya. So Lord Chaitanya says, wake up, wake up, wake up. So why don't we wake up? That makes sense, doesn't it? To wake up to eternal bliss and knowledge, to be able to relish the sweetest nectar at every minute, in all times, all places and circumstances. I mean, who would be an idiot who wouldn't want to become a pure devotee of Krishna? That's where the nectar is at. You say, well, I can't be a pure devotee, that's impossible. But no, you actually are a pure devotee right now, just covered, that's all. You already have an unlimited fortune buried in your backyard. Spiritual master gives you the shovel and he shows you where to dig. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By regularly chanting this mantra and not throwing any more dirt. What's the dirt? Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and there's subtle dirts too called mental speculation and nama parads. So if you can keep digging and don't throw any dirt in, you are going to uncover your eternal spiritual identity. You're going to come back to who you actually are beyond this material existence. So, you know, why not do it? I mean, is there any reason to remain in a miserable condition? Well, I want to make some money. Well, that's okay. You can earn money. You can be a businessman or a politician. You can be anything for Krishna. Just offer the result to him. That's all. Yat kadoshi yadashnasi yajdahosi dadasi yat yattapashashikantaya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. What is the difficulty? Everything belongs to Krishna anyway. Why not just acknowledge the reality? Everything I have is Krishna's property. He's simply given it to me to use in his service, that's all. But the trouble is, we have this false sense of proprietorship. Even little children have this. One little kid, he's playing in his room, and the little kid comes from next door, and he looks at the boy's toys, he looks at the boy's fire truck, and he wants to touch it, and the boy says, "Mine!" This false sense of proprietorship is there even from childhood, babyhood. Because we've had it since time immemorial, since we entered this material world. So now it's time to kick out this false sense of proprietorship. And realize, nirmama, nothing is mine. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Krishna owns everything. So, if everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be used for Krishna. And as soon as you start doing that, you become a liberated soul. The miseries of the material nature will not be able to pinch you anymore as soon as you take up this mood that Krishna is the owner of everything. So, let's come to this platform. I was absolutely, totally ecstatic by this, what I was asked to read this morning. We have one book here, the devotees compiled, Sri Namamrita, about the glories of chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada is explaining what is the benefit or result of chanting Hare Krishna without offense. And it is absolutely amazing what Prabhupada has written here. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam, which is the second, ninth canto, chapter 10, text 53. Shukadeva Goswami says to King Parikshit, when Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Can you imagine that? You wouldn't die unless you wanted to. If you wanted to keep living, you would. Death didn't conquer anyone in those times. You could live as long as you wanted. Now here's Prabhupada's purport. This is even more amazing. Prabhupada's purport is even more amazing. Listen to this. All these facilities existed
Visos tos sąlygos egzistavo.
Because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. It is said, Kali Kala Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we this is what the most amazing thing of all. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immediately Kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial.
Ramos karalystė buvo labai populiari ir naudinga.
And the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement
ir šitas Hare Krishna judėjimo skleidimas
can immediately introduce a similar situation
gali atgaminti tokią pat situaciją
even in this Kali Yuga.
Net Kali amžiu.
So, it's up to us.
Taigi, viskas priklauso nuo mūsų.
We can chant offensively.
Galima kartoti be įžeidimų.
Or we can chant offenselessly.
Arba su įžeidimais.
If we chant offenselessly,
jeigu kartosime be įžeidimų,
we can reestablish the same atmosphere as during the time of Lord Ram.
Atkursime tą pat atmosferą, kuri buvo, kada Rama buvo apsireiškęs.
We can turn this world into a virtual paradise.
Ir šitą pasaulį paversime į rojų.
Right now, all hell is breaking loose on this planet.
Dabar tai pragaras čia tam pasaulyje.
Today, a huge hurricane that's going to completely devastate the whole fleet of Florida.
Šiandien Florida didžiulis uraganas visiškai sunaikino.
Millions of people have been evacuated from Miami.
Milijonai žmonių turėjo palikti Miami.
And behind that, another hurricane is coming after that one.
Ir iškart po to ateina kitas uraganas.
And the biggest earthquake in a century just hit Mexico.
Ir didžiausias amžiaus žemės drebėjimas.
Why are all these miseries coming? Because there's so much sin on this planet. How many babies are killed every day in the abortion clinics? It's a huge number. How many innocent animals are murdered every day in the slaughterhouses? It's an astronomical number. So the karma will come, you see. The karma will come. But the more sin is going on, the more the reactions will come. But by this offenseless chanting of Hare Krishna, the whole atmosphere can be changed. We can bring a beautiful, peaceful, happy atmosphere all over the world. So when you chant your rounds, take it very seriously. You can actually revolutionize the world just by the quality of your japa.
So,
and also all your dealings with Vaishnavas. Be very careful not to be offensive towards Vaishnavas. Because the first offense against the holy name is Vaishnava Aparad. Even the way you think about devotees should be without offense. So in this way, if we cultivate a fenceless chanting of the holy names, we can bring a wonderful spiritual revolution here in Kaunas. We can have hundreds and thousands of devotees here in Kaunas. Make the whole Kaunas Krishna conscious. Have a Krishna conscious mayor. When they have the city, when they have the city meetings, they'll have kirtan before they begin the meeting. Let us be very pure in our chanting. So now I can ask us any questions. Questions? Let's see if we have any coming in from the internet. We have devotees from all over the world today on the internet. Yeah, here's a question from India. Shyamapriya Devi Dasi, my disciple. Praying for pure devotional service while still struggling with material desires. how to understand my prayers are genuine.
Aš meldžiuosi, turiu susimo tarnysės, bet tuo pat metu kovoju su savo tėlės troškimais. Kaip suprasti mano maldą yra nuo širdį?
Well, let me ask you, Shamapriya, do you want pure devotional service or not? You can type in the answer. Do you want to be a pure devotee? Or do you want to remain in material consciousness? What is your desire? She wants pure devotional service. So your prayers are genuine then. And even if you feel they're tinged with ungenuineness or hypocrisy, Krishna say, you can pray to Krishna, please, my Lord, help me remove any tinge of hypocrisy in this prayer. You can beg for that too. Next question. Yes.
If you're praying for the other's benefit, do they get some benefit or not? Spiritual benefit.
It's certainly beneficial for you to pray for others' benefit.
But fact is that you tikrai gauni naudą.
And according to your degree of purity, they do benefit.
Jie gauna naudą.
Actually, this prayer we sing in the Nrisimha prayers.
Narasimhos maldos, kurias mes.
Bahir Nrisimho Hridaye Nrisimha. Do you know what is the meaning of Bahir Nrisimha?
Žinai, ką reiškia Bahir Nrisimha?
We're praying that every living entity in the whole material world can become Krishna conscious. Bahir Nasingho Hridaye Nasingho. You just pray for everybody's benefit. Nisringa everywhere. You see, Nisringa without, on the outside, Nisringa within means you. But here, Hridaye Nrisimha means, may I become a pure devotee. And Bahir Nrisimha is, may the whole world become Krishna conscious. So we're already praying for everybody's benefit every day in the Nrisimha. And according to how much we have achieved Hridaye Nrisimha, Bahir Nrisimha will manifest. Just like Prabhupada is saying here in this purport. By offenseless chanting, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So you can pray for the deliverance of all living entities just by going Bahir Nrisimha. Next.
All devotees want pure devotional service, but is it true that every devotee
Is it true that every devotee wants pure devotional service? Is that really true? And why are we so... I mean, how do we really want it? Sometimes I wonder. We're so caught up in our material desires. Actually, we do want it, but we're not always focused on it. That's the problem. So go ahead, what's the question?
Is it true that every devotee has his different speed of progress in Krishna consciousness?
Yes. But you can speed it up also. You can become a pure devotee immediately if you intensify your desires. It's not that one devotee is allowed to become a pure devotee in 5 minutes. Another devotee is allowed to become in 5 days. Another devotee is allowed to become a pure devotee in 5 months. Another in 500 years. No, it's not that you're stuck with some timetable. Every devotee can immediately become a pure devotee if he desires it. It's just a matter of what do you want? What is the intensity of your desire to achieve pure bhakti? It's like Prabhupada told me, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So that we have to develop that intensity of desire. I want to be the pure devotee. We have to be convinced nothing else will satisfy me except a pure devotional spirit. Trouble is we're still looking for satisfaction elsewhere. In material sense gratification, subtle and gross. That's the difficulty. We're looking for satisfaction in that place where there is no satisfaction. We have to come out of this crazy psychotic condition of looking for satisfaction in that place where there is no satisfaction. To rest?
Yes, because sometimes devotees do a lot of service and then they feel very tired and how to rest so that you can recover and serve Krishna better.
Kaip Krishna sąmoningai pailsėti?
6 hours in. Or 7 probably. 6 or 7 hours. Every day 6 or 7 hours of rest. Prabhupada said, he also said if you're sleepy, you can take he called it a snap. Let's say it's the middle of the day, you're doing your service, you just really feel sleepy. You're just like, and Prabhupada said, you can take a snap. I never heard that. Prabhupada is a word that Prabhupada used. I never heard anybody else use the word. So what does it mean, a snap? That's a snap, you see. Actually, it's a short nap. So Prabhupada said, take a snap. He said, not too much, just enough to refresh. So if you're really tired, yeah, take a short nap. That's okay, but don't sleep the whole day. Go into the mode of ignorance and just sleep. What is she saying? I can't quite hear.
She's speaking about some type of holidays that someone takes one free day and goes somewhere to refresh himself.
Yeah, like Mayapur, Vrindavan, yeah. That's like, go to some beach resort and... We don't need any of these karmi things, you know, karmi holidays, you know. Our whole life is a holiday. Well, I want to go to a gambling casino, you know, and have a little holiday at a gambling casino or a beach resort and just sit on the beach all day with my bathing suit, you know. We don't need these mundane holidays. We don't need this kind of nonsense things, you see. Take a little vacation, go to Disneyland, you know, the Disney World. We don't need these kind of mundane vacations. Go to London for some sightseeing. Now, if you want to go to London, go to Harinam in London. You know. If you want a little break, then go. You know, make it a spiritual break. Come to Vrindavan for Kartik. We can have a great vacation. Who else coming to Vrindavan for Kartik? You're coming too. Wow. That's amazing. Very good. Everyone should try to come for Kartik and Vrindavan. We're going to go to Govardhan. We're going to go to Jaipur. We're going to go in a whole caravan to Jaipur. Actually, there's three deities that are the three main deities of Vrindavan. When Aurangzeb came to smash all the deities of Vrindavan, these deities were snuck away from Vrindavan so he couldn't smash them. Maharaj Jai Singh was a great devotee and he rescued the deities of Vrindavan. So these deities are now in Jaipur, they're not in Vrindavan. Madan Mohan is in Karoli. Radha Govinda and Radha Gopinath are in Jaipur. So we have a special pilgrimage we take that we We can leave early, early morning for Vrindavan. We go to Karoli for Darshan of Madan Mahan. And then we go to Jaipur for Darshan of Radha Govinda. And by the end of the day, the final Darshan of Radha Gopinath. And this way we get the direct association, the direct Sangha of the three main deities of Vrindavan established by the Goswamis. Now that's a spiritual vacation.
You see.
So, yeah, Mayapur, Vrindavan are there. That's the real vacation.
Yeah.
Not this Disneyland or Six Flags Over Texas or some of these nonsense things. Go on some rides, you know. Any other question? Yes.
Krishna is not punishing, he's just giving a lesson. Then yesterday you fell down, what lesson we have to learn from that?
Well, listen, I should learn a lesson. Don't hang. A lesson I learned is don't hang out of the van when you want to throw a garland. Even though I was holding on to the thing, the van jerked in such a way, it was thrown off. I couldn't keep the grip, and I was thrown off. Luckily, I wasn't seriously injured. I just skinned my leg a little bit, but I didn't break anything. I didn't sprain anything. It was amazing. I didn't really hurt myself. But I hit the pavement really hard. I was thrown onto the pavement. Krishna protected me. I was thinking that maybe it's a reaction for accepting nonsense disciples. So please, all of my disciples, please do not be nonsense. Sometimes the spiritual master has to suffer due to the nonsense of his disciples. So please, follow the regulated principles. Chant your rounds. Remain loyal to your spiritual master. Don't be an offender to your guru. Because sometimes, as Prabhupada says, the spiritual masters sometimes suffer due to the offenses of his disciples. Next. Okay, we're going to end a little early. This will be the last one because we have to get ready to head. We're leaving today for a country called Latvia, your next door neighbor. So, anybody who wants to come, I'll be lecturing there. If you want to come up for a little vacation, come to Riga for a little spiritual vacation for our lecture series there. So, what is your question? This is the last question now.
How to always have a full faith in, for example, Srila Prabhupada's purpose, like this one you read, the amazing things you read there, and so often we lack the faith of that. We just think it's just kind of words. How to always have full faith in that?
Kaip visą laiką turėti pilną tikėjimą, tarkim, Srila Prabhupada's komentarais, kurį, pavyzdžiui, mokytas dabar skaitė, kas gali stikti šitam pasaulyje, jeigu tapsim Krishna sąmoningi.
Well, I'll tell you what inspires me to have full faith.
There's
a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
Madhyalila,
chapter 22, text number 65. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who is a fully self-realized devotee, he has written as follows. Shastra yukche sunipuna drida shradhayanra uttama adhikari se taraye samsara. So I wanted to bring your attention to the second part of the first line. Dridha shradhayanra. Dridha means firm, very firm.
Dridha reiškia.
Very, very solid. Dridha.
Virtai, drutai.
Dridha. And then Shraddha means faith.
Shraddha.
Shraddha. So Dridha Shraddha Yanra. What is the result of having very strong faith?
Koks rezultatas iš tvirto tikėjimo?
Along with scriptural knowledge.
Kartu su šventrašio
išmanymu. Being expert in scripture.
Žinojimas šventrašio.
Shastra yukte sunni puna means very expert in scripture. One who has unflinching faith and is also expert in scripture, they are called an uttama adhikari, a topmost Vaishnava.
And
Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Taraye samsara, and they can deliver the whole world by making everybody Krishna conscious. I have a desire that the whole world should become Krishna conscious. So now the only hope that I can have of serving this mission of Lord Chaitanya is Jiddha Shraddha and Shastra Yukte Sunipuna. By being well versed in the scriptures and by having unflinching Jiddha Shraddha, unflinching faith. Because I desire to do something to push forward this movement in my lifetime. I have an enthusiasm for pushing forward this movement that was very much appreciated by Srila
Prabhupada.
When I expressed my enthusiasm to him for spreading this movement, he said, I can see that you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. Very eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. He ordered me to continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So I know that I can only be successful in carrying out that which gave great pleasure to Srila
Prabhupada
by Dridha Shraddha, by very firm faith. So that's my motive for having firm faith. Because I want to be successful in spreading this movement. And I'm seeing the result of now I have like 250 disciples. Because I have this faith.
You see,
I'm seeing the result of faith.
Yes.
Net jeigu ir neturiu tvirto tikėjimo, turiu suprasti, kad šitie žodžiai ateina iš Krišnos, realizuoto, atsidavusiu, tad turiu priimti juos ir per patirtį aš savo tikėjimą sutvirtinsiu.
Here's a practical example. You say, well, it may be true, it may not be true. I would like for it to be true, because it sounds so wonderful. Let me think, speak, and act as if it were true and see what is the result of doing that. And when you actually do that and the results come, it confirms it. You can test it. Apply it and see what happens. It's like it said, if you chant Hare Krishna in a mood of love, you enter into transcendental bliss. So I think, well, that sounds pretty good, but I'm a little skeptical. That's natural, because we are skeptical by nature in the mature world. So let me experiment with it. Try to chant a loving mood as if Krishna is a person, if Krishna is the most beautiful person. Try to chant with love to please Krishna. As Vishnu Jnanaswami used to say, just give your love to Krishna. Just try it and see what happens to your consciousness. And when you enter into a whole other dimension opens up, you know, yeah, this really works. I'm really experiencing something much higher than I ever got with marijuana or liquor or whatever. This is an incredible high. I've never been high like this before. Wow, it's amazing. Just by chanting with love, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm experiencing something very, very sublime, better than, sweeter than anything I've tasted in my whole life. So in this way, the faith grows, you see. And then you, in this way, you keep doing like that, and the faith grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. There's two kinds of faith mentioned in the pathway of bhakti. There's preliminary faith. That's called shraddha. And then there's firm faith, nishtha. So how do you get from preliminary faith to firm faith? You associate with devotees. You follow the rules and regulations. You take initiation. And you follow the principles very strictly in order to cleanse your heart of all the dirt. When that dirt is almost completely gone, your faith becomes solid. So the skepticism is the dirt. We tend to be skeptical because we have dirt. So the more you clean the dirt, the more the skepticism goes away. So we'll stop here. My Guru Mahārāja has a point. Why don't you give her the mic? We have a mic for her. It's important. Everyone can hear. You can then give the mic back for translation.
Can I use that mic?
Or? Yeah.
You can have mine and she can have yours. That solves the problem.
So I just said that they can dress as they want.
But the buvo klausimas, kaip reikia rengtis, matai.
But I would like to inform that what Prabhupada likes to have.
Aš vakar sakiau, kad kaip nori gali rengtis, bet nori papildyti, kaip Prabhupada patikdavo, kaip matai.
Prabhupada wanted all the matijis to wear the sari.
Prabhupada norėjo, kad visos
matijis sari. Not Punjabi suits.
Ne Punjabi rūbą, bet sari.
And cover their heads. Especially the married women, they all should cover their heads.
Ypatingai vedusios moteris turi užsidengti savo galvą.
Not that they should wear the sari also showing half their bellies or something like that. So, this is what Prabhupada wanted. We won't want to say that they have to do that, but it is a free choice that they can do it or leave it if they want to go forward in Krishna consciousness or remain behind.
Tai nėra taip, kad žmogus privalo taip daryti. Bet jeigu žmogus nori gražiai progresuoti, tai rekomenduotina yra
to follow the instructions of the founder acharya or to neglect it.
Žmogus gali sekti kai kurie acharya nurodymais arba juos ignoruoti.
Prabhupada brought saris from India for the girls. He personally brought them saris.
Prabhupada pats atveždavo saris merginoms.
Why did he bring them saris? didn't want to wear them? He brought them saris because he wanted them to wear the saris.
And
they very joyfully accepted these saris from
Prabhupada.
So, that's it.
Thank you, Mrs.
Chant, dance, and be happy.
Dainuokit, šokit ir būkit laimingi.
We look forward to seeing all of you who are joining us in Vrindavan very soon.
Pasimatysim Vrindavane.
And for those who aren't joining us in Vrindavan, we look forward to seeing you in our next visit in the spring.
O su likusiais pasimatysim pavasarį.
This Lithuania is very dear to our hearts, actually.
Iš tikrųjų, Lietuva mums labai brangi.
It's a home for us, actually.
Tai iš tikrųjų mūsų namai.
Because you all are so wonderful.
Nes jūs tokie nuostabūs.
You're so full of love. And especially we feel very happy
here.
We travel in many places, but Lithuania is a very, very special place.
Mes daug kur keliaujam, bet Lietuva yra ypatinga vieta.
Very, very special. So, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.